This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Santa Fe is an expensive place to live, but it's also an expensive place to build. Affordable housing and the bottom line of developers often clash. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports.
And right here, this is J Street and Quapaw.
This old neighborhood, just east of where Cerrillos Road meets St. Michael's Drive, is about 2.5 miles from Santa Fe's historic plaza. It's a mix of new Pueblo-style houses and old, modest homes that have been here for decades. Living here, says low-income housing advocate Sonia Maria Martinez, is getting more and more expensive with each year that goes by.
There's a few families down in this area that have lived here for 3-4 generations. But as you can see, this one is relatively new. And there's a Mercedes-Benz parked right in front of it.
Martinez is with the Chainbreaker Collective, a nonprofit that advocates for affordable housing. She says new houses and apartments like these have an impact on property values throughout the neighborhood. To make her point, she motions towards a new two-story house where an old family home used to be.
The price goes up when you take down your grandma and grandpa's old little casita and you put up something like this.
And when the price goes up, low-income residents get pushed out. And where are they supposed to go then, Martinez asks. Until this year, apartments had to offer a percentage of their units at a price low-income renters could afford. But not anymore. Now the city's giving developers the option of paying a fee instead. Martinez is skeptical.
I mean, how much money is that they're asking for from the developers or the contractors? How is that amount going to help create affordable housing? And where is that affordable housing going to be?
Here's how it works. The city calculates how much assistance low-income renters would need to live in a proposed new development. The developer can then choose to pay the city that amount as a fee up front instead of offering rental units that low-income folks could afford on their own. Then the city can use that fee money as rental assistance for low-income residents. Planners hope that will make Santa Fe more attractive for developers and keep help available for renters. Question is, will that be enough to get more housing built here?
It's a very tricky puzzle. It is. And in Santa Fe, you have about a 97% occupancy citywide.
That's Peter Aberg, a developer out of Dallas, who's trying to build a new apartment complex in Santa Fe's rail yard. With so few rentals available in the city, prices tend to stay high. So making housing affordable in the current environment is tough. With higher costs than other states and fewer places to build, developers can have trouble getting new housing projects off the ground.
It's harder in the sense of, it's number one, it's difficult to find sites. Number two, your construction costs are typically anywhere between 25 and 35% higher than they would be in Texas.
Building low-income housing in those market conditions can be a money loser for developers like Aberg. So his firm decided to pay the fee instead of building affordable apartments.
You know, our rents are going to start around $900 and go up from there. So, you know, I don't think we're going to be that much above the market.
But for people working in hotels and washing dishes in restaurants, the market itself is just too high. Even $900 a month won't work for someone making minimum wage.
You know, trying to make it on daily terms and then trying to save up for a place is like just getting ridiculous.
That's Dom Toledo. He and his girlfriend, Deanna Tyndall, moved from Albuquerque to Santa Fe to make a fresh start. They've been looking for jobs and an affordable place to live for months. So far, nothing.
We even went on to applied for Section 8 housing. The waiting list is 2 years. And, like, you know, can't wait 2 years. You know, we need a home, a house of our own, or at least a little studio would work, you know.
If the affordable housing fee plan works out like the city hopes, people like Dom and Deanna will be able to find a place and get rental assistance if they need it. But that doesn't help them or others in their position get into an affordable place right now. And with the fee program still in its pilot phase, it could be years before Santa Fe's low-income renters are able to find a home they can pay for. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Colnelma Health Foundation. Find us online at publichealthnm.org.